Wendy Greenberg is a soil scientist, sometime college professor, and longtime contra dancer. She has lived in Bemidji for 18 years with her husband, two children, and 3 to 5 cats. Here is Wendy Greenberg.
Before I went to graduate school, I lived and worked in upstate New York for a few years. It was in the Poughkeepsie area, so not too far upstate, but far enough that it didn't feel like the big city was anywhere nearby. There was a pretty active contra dance community in that area. If you haven't tried contra dancing, you should, because it's great fun and done all over the country, even in Bemidji. It's also always done to live bluegrass or Celtic-style music. When I lived near Poughkeepsie, the weekly contra dance rotated around to different locations, so if you were willing to drive half an hour to an hour, you could go to a dance every Saturday night. At these dances, there was frequently a halftime show, a little something during the mid-dance snack break. Often this was the dance band itself playing a set, or someone clogging or singing. And there was this wonderful one-woman puppet show. She had a little stage she'd hold up with a strap around the back of her neck. And she had these little hand puppets and tiny scenery so she could act out the whole little story. It was quite marvelous. Sometimes the story had music in it, or maybe it was just a song the puppet sang for us. One song she did a number of times was Homegrown Tomatoes by Guy Clark. She had the puppets dancing around, singing, and having a good old time. And, being the kind of audience that we were, we always joined in at the end of the chorus, which goes, homegrown tomatoes, what'd life be about without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Each time the chorus came around, the puppet lady would sing, only two things that money can't buy, and that's... And then she'd point to us, and we in the audience would happily sing, true love and homegrown tomatoes. So one time I was feeling adventurous, and I drove to one of the Saturday night contra dances that was further from where I lived, nearly an hour's drive away. I didn't know too many people there, but they were friendly, and it was a fun dance. At the break, there was the puppet lady, and sure enough, she did homegrown tomatoes. I sat on the floor in the back to watch the show. When the chorus came around, she sang as always, only two things that money can't buy, and that's... And then stopped and pointed to the audience. Well, I knew what that meant. That was our cue. So from the back, I belted out, true love and homegrown tomatoes. But it turns out that this audience had never seen the puppet lady before and did not know what to do. Everyone turned around and stared at me. I just sat there looking sheepish and mumbled something like, that's what we're supposed to sing? The puppet lady went on to do the next verse, and when the chorus came around again, I sang my part, sotto voce this time, and there were even a few others joining quietly in. Sometimes I think this incident is sort of a metaphor for my life. Mostly I sit quietly in the back doing my thing and joining in with everyone else. But every now and then, I have an accidental solo.